I was a preschooler when I first heard the Goat Man. You always heard him before you saw him. On the wind, you'd hear the jingle jangle of the goat's bells. It sounded just like Santa's reindeer were coming. Then came the clanging of the pots, hubcaps, and scrap metal dangling from his creaky caravan. When he finally came into view, he more than lived up to his pre-appearance clatter. Dressed in a torn suit coat and suspenders, he walked alongside the 24 or so goats that pulled and pushed the caravan. Light flickered from his mouth if the sun hit his steel dentures just right. To top it off, his long white beard matched that of Billy Bluehorns, his majestic lead goat. I'd never seen anything like either one of them. The goat man traveled the Southeast like this for over 50 years. The road was his home, his goats were his love. He was a gentleman, friendly to all who approached him, but he was filthy. He stunk to high heaven and cussed and preached at the same time. It was a big deal if he came to your town. Carloads of people would come to visit with him. Some brought home-cooked meals of fried chicken, potato salad, and pecan pie. I got to see him several times, and the fascination never wore off. My mother worshipped him. If there had been a high holy church of the goat man, Mama would have been the head apostle. The minute we'd spot him, the sermon would commence. "See, that right there is one smart man," she'd say. "Material things don't mean diddly to him. The goat man knows how to live. No bills, no worries, not a care in this world. You hear me?" Not really. I was too busy wondering if he'd let me feed candy to the goats or drink their milk like he did, straight from a tin can placed under their bellies. Not everyone looked kindly on the goat man. Some despised his lifestyle. One group of men slit the throats of 8 of his goats and beat him nearly to death. Others stole a goat and tied her to the railroad tracks just before the morning train arrived. Billy Bluehorns was shot with an arrow, but the goat man pulled it out and they kept going. Even old age and infirmity couldn't ground him completely. When I was in high school, I saw him hitchhiking several times. He wore spiffy wingtips and walked with a cane. I blew him a kiss as I passed him on the road and never saw him again. He's been gone a long time now, but something of him remains inside every kid who ever heard his bells in the wind. That something is a yearning, a clanging, bleating, jingling yearning to simply be free.